Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Welcome to this edition of Cascade Connects. I'm your host, Conference Commissioner Rob Cashel, and super excited about this week's episode. I've got three individuals joining us from the University of British Columbia women's track and field team. Head coach Laurier Primo. Laurier, I'm going to let you introduce your student athletes that are with us today.
Oh, that was really smart, Rob, to make me mispronounce my own athletes' names. Sonia Urbanovich, who is the two-time reigning NAIA pole vault champion, and I believe now three-time reigning Cascade Conference pole vault champion. She also runs the second leg on our 4x100 team, which just broke 46 seconds and I think is ranked number four nationally. And Hannah Sobkowicz, who is ranked in the top eight in the one, the two, the four, the 4x1 and 4x4, and of course at conference won four golds and a silver.
Well, thank you. And wow, we could end the show right there with the accolades that your coach listed out for you. But I want to go back to just a week ago, less than a week ago, and our conference championships down in Ashland, Oregon, where you guys performed just unbelievably and had great meets. Hannah, I'm going to start with you. As Coach said, I think you had two new meet records and would have been a third, but were just edged out by 1/100th of a second by Charlotte Bowman in the 100. So tell me a little bit how you felt after setting those conference records and then also that really kind of epic race between you and Charlotte.
I think what started it all was the 4x1. It was kind of chaotic. Sonia was literally pole vaulting and I think we just weren't focused on like times or anything because we were just like, oh my goodness, are we going to be able to run it? And so that like helps with the distractions. And then we run the race. It felt really good. And I like look at the clock and I was like, oh my goodness, like we just broke the conference record. And so I think then throughout all my races, I was at such a high that like I already feel like I had done so much that anything that followed was such a win. I was really excited about the 400 because I've only run two this season. So I knew there was so much more to improve. And same thing, I saw the clock and I was like, not only is that a personal best, but another conference record. And so carrying that through really helped. And in the 100, I mean, Charlotte's amazing. We had been racing together the whole like weekend. So I didn't feel anything when she won. I was so happy for her. I know she had been trying for a while to improve her 100. And so it was a really special moment, honestly, that we both kind of broke it together. And it was a personal best for me. So I can't be mad to have lost.
And Sonia, Hannah really highlighted something I'm going to talk more about later, you know, running from event to event. But let's talk first about your pole vault championship. And as Coach mentioned, two-time defending NAIA national champion, heading into that again in about a week. But you also set a conference mark with your vault. So, you know, tell me how you felt setting that conference mark and what's your mindset heading into next week?
It was pretty awesome. I feel like I was kind of waiting for it for the last few years because coming into university, I had a PR of 4:10, which wasn't too far off the conference record, but it took me till this year to finally PR. So it felt pretty special to be able to do something that I've kind of had my mind set on since first year. And I'm really excited going into nationals. I mean, I have great competition. I was pushed out of first into second by a excellent jumper, and I'm really excited to battle it out there in Indiana.
Well, and I do want to talk about when you're at conference, and not just your team, but everybody's team. It seems like it is this kind of organized chaos, right? Where you're going from one event to another, you're checking in at one place, you might have to check out at pole vault and go run your race. Coach, talk a little bit about, you know, how you formulate that in your mind in terms of the entries and knowing that your athletes have to either double up or maybe something's right on top of each other. And how do you go about selecting those events that you place your athletes in?
Well, Hannah selected her own, so that was easy. And the nice thing when you're the challenges really become when you have a field event athlete who also does track, right? If you're strictly a track athlete, you know that you're not going to have conflicts. You might have some challenges like running a 400 and a four hurdles very close together, or a 400 and a 4x4. But at least it won't be a direct conflict, as it may be with someone like Sonia or our other field event athletes who might do a jump and a throw, for example. So what I will say is that I think we make it pretty clear at the beginning of the year that every single track meet we enter is all about trying to achieve the best possible results for our athletes until we get to conference and nationals, and the emphasis switches from individual to team success. And we do ask that our athletes look at that compromise for the betterment of the team. And the minute that nationals is over, going after personal bests in a summer season or back in our spring, that becomes the emphasis again. So these two meets, it is true, we ask our athletes to do a lot, to be in multiple places at once sometimes. And I know it's not easy what we ask of them, particularly this year with Sonia, because she went from having the all-time NAIA record this year to it being broken by Margarita. I can't remember her last name, but she's from Siena Heights. And so it is likely that 4x100 and the higher heights of the pole vault at nationals could conflict. And then what do we do? So we are preparing for that challenge as best we can, knowing that both of those things, the individual and the team results, are at play.
Yeah, a really interesting concept there of and kind of melding together that individual aspect of the sport and then also the team aspect, right? Which is really important, and you guys are awfully good at that, winning conference and national championships. Hannah, I want to go and ask you a little bit. I saw you on the podium numerous times, and we got a chance to interact and talk. And one of the things I really noticed about you, and really most of our student athletes, I would say the higher percentage of our student athletes, is just this joy, the joy of competition, and not only the joy when you were on the gold podium, but you were just as happy for your fellow athletes who were there with you. So can you tell me a little bit about that, kind of that I guess concept or that value system in track and field that produces that?
Yeah, definitely something I had been struggling with is like really focusing on times. The start of the season didn't go exactly how I had hoped. But when I sat back and I reflected and realized like, why do I do track? It is the competition, it is the teammates that I've made along the way. And so I feel like this week at conference, being a senior, I'd really grounded myself in the fact that I'm here like with my friends who have supported me the last 4 years. That's what I care about. The results don't matter. And again, I feel like with the relay that just showed through, like the girls just came together. And regardless, had we won or not, it's just so fun running with them and sharing those experiences. So the mindset switch has definitely been helpful because, yeah, last year too at conference, I'd been way too focused on the results, and it costed me. So yeah, looking back, it's just what am I doing track for? It's for the team and the joy and the experiences it brings me.
Well, I can tell you as the commissioner, being around that for 2 straight days is just invigorating and kind of reminds you why we do what we do as well. And that joy and that camaraderie that you all have in track and field is pretty cool to see. Sonia, I want to turn to you a little bit. We had some new awards this year, or restructured awards, if you will. And one of those was the most outstanding performer based on a single event or a single result in an event, and you won in the field for breaking the record. And that was kind of interesting because it was a new award. Did you know we had new awards, or were you expecting that at all?
I honestly didn't know that it was new, but I feel extra special now. Thank you. It was very exciting to win. It feels nice when your accomplishments get recognized in that kind of way.
Yeah, and coach knew it was new because our coaches developed this new system last year where we acknowledge the MVP, and that was the male and female who scored the most points, and then also these new awards for really what was an excellent performance in a single event or a race. So that was cool that you won that.
Thank you.
Laurier, talk a little bit about you've had some unbelievable talent over the last 4 or 5 years, but many of them national champions and conference champions are moving on and graduating and finishing up. So tell me a little bit about how you rebuild and how do you replace a Hannah and a Sonia, which we all know you can't replace them, but how do you try?
Yeah, so you're right. You don't replace them. But we really try to emphasize where our strengths are, when we're recruiting and looking at events that we think that we can be successful in. And recruiting happens any one of a number of ways. Sometimes it's I'm reaching out to young athletes. Sometimes they reach out to me. I think we're pretty fortunate that academically UBC has a pretty stellar reputation. So athletes, student athletes who are in high school who excel academically tend to put UBC on their list of schools that they'd like to attend. Sometimes it's a coach connection, and sometimes it's a connection from an athlete on our team who comes from a school or a region that has had particular success. And I think Sonia fits in to that category. She's from a town on Vancouver Island, a city called Nanaimo. And I think we have four or five athletes on our team from that town. Olivia Lundman, the race walker, also from Nanaimo. And actually, they have the Olympic reigning Olympic champion in the men's hammer who didn't go to UBC. But out of this small town, they continue to produce excellence. And I've made a point of going over there and presenting to their young athletes about what UBC can offer and trying to put it in their minds at an early age that perhaps UBC is a potential place that they'd like to attend.
Yeah, like most places, your current athletes can be your best ambassadors, right? And
100%.
directing new athletes to you. Hannah, I looked at the entry list, and as Coach mentioned, you're entered in a number of events nationally. Sonia, you're entered in events, and maybe there's that conflict there. What's your training look like for both of you now as you head into next week? Do you taper way down? What are you doing in the next 7 to 10 days to really maximize your performance at nationals? Hannah, I'll start with you.
I was a little more sore than I anticipated after the weekend. So we had practice the other day and I was kind of feeling a bit heavy, but we'll get two more good practices in coming up. I mean, there's nothing really necessarily I can do that will suddenly help my 100 or 400 breakthrough, but just keeping consistent, like I'm hitting the same in the gym just to like mentally prepare as if it's any other meet. And then we fly in luckily nice and early, so we have some days to like acclimatize and get used to it because there's a time change for us and getting into the dorms and the new food and everything. So yeah, luckily this is my third time being in Indiana, so I do feel like I kind of know the lay of the land now, so there's less mental prep to do in that sense.
Sonia, how about you? What will you concentrate on in the next 7 to 10 days?
We've just been just getting on the mats and just dialing in some technique. We're definitely lowering our volume, but we're keeping the intensity high and yeah, just getting some reps in on the mats. Yeah.
And you talk about Indiana Wesleyan, where the track meet is, and I've not been to it, but I've heard from our coaches and others that it's a great venue, and really what makes it kind of neat and different than others is that everything's right there. You're staying in the residence halls, you're eating there on campus. Coaches aren't running people back and forth to hotels that are 30, 40 minutes away. If you're tired, I'm guessing you can watch your teammate if you need to, and then you can get back to your dorm if you need a nap. You're not underneath a tent, all that kind of stuff. So, tell me a little bit about that atmosphere. Is it as Is it as good as I'm making it out to be?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've only had my last 3 years here, so this is all I know for nationals, but it's pretty awesome to be able to go out and, like you said, watch your teammates and then have the option of going back instead of staying out and draining yourself in the sun all day. And it's nice knowing that we're all in the same boat, like we're all eating the same food, we're all sleeping in the same place, so it feels very even and fair in a way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And coach, I'm sure you must like that aspect of you know where your athletes are, you're not trying to shuttle them all over the place.
Absolutely. It's actually why I like Southern Oregon as the host for the Cascade Conference Championship. We stay at the Flagship Inn, which is 400 meters from the track. And it really enables me to dial in and focus on coaching rather than on transportation logistics. And that same thing happens at nationals. So for me not to have to worry about bus rides or van rides and getting athletes to and fro, it allows me to focus on the things that matter, I think most, putting athletes into the appropriate mindset for the competition and walking them through warm up and overseeing that. But I think from a bigger culture perspective, I love that we eat together, that it feels like an athlete's village because we use the university cafeteria, and it's where we get to know athletes from other teams or coaches from other teams, share war stories and to just, develop that culture and camaraderie amongst us.
I want to talk a little bit about UBC's entry into the Cascade Conference a number of years ago. First of all, the level of competition rose immediately because of the talent level that UBC has had. But I've had a number of folks tell me, of your teammates and others, how much they enjoy being part of this conference. Can you elaborate on that for me, on what it means to be in the conference and have that competition that is produced by really 10 other really quality teams. Sonia, I'll talk to you first.
Yeah, it's nice, especially being able to compete in the States. As like the travel into the warm weather here, most of the U Sport teams don't get that. if at all, they get to compete indoor, which is also nice. But yeah, it's nice and getting to see the different cultures around and the different atmospheres of the tracks, yeah.
Hannah?
Yeah, I agree. Like, we get to see so many different people, and we don't really go out to some of these places often otherwise. And so it's always nice to like kind of come together. Definitely this weekend for me, I really felt that community of like we're all kind of in this together. Like we were talking, me and Charlotte, about like the other teams that we're going to be facing in the relays and stuff. And it's nice to know like you're always going to support your conference first, and just have that to share when we do go to nationals. And then of course when you're eating in the dining room, you kind of know a familiar face, so it's really nice.
And Laurier, obviously, you were a huge part of getting UBC and moving into our conference for track and field. And just tell me the impact it's had on you from a coaching perspective.
Yeah, we've loved every minute of it. And preceding Hannah and Sonia's time at UBC, when we weren't in a conference, there was no finality to the season if you didn't make nationals. And to be fair to Sonia and Hannah, they've made nationals every year, but we have a bigger population on our team for whom conference is the really important big meet. They're young, and in 2 years they will develop and become qualifiers for nationals. But instead of just chasing standards as we were doing before we were members of the conference, now we have this championship. We all get on the bus together. We create memories on the drive to wherever we're going. We may be sharing hotel rooms with people that are not in our event areas. So we're even meeting people or developing stronger relationships with people on our own team. And I think that that has really strengthened the bonds between us and the legacies that women like Sonia and Hannah are going to leave behind on our team. And quite frankly, I've become friends with coaches within the conference. Ben and I have Ben Welch from Eastern Oregon have had dialogue back and forth since the conference championship, wishing each other well and telling each other that we're going to be cheering for Cascade Conference teams at the national championship. So I think we bring with that kind of West Coast formidable mentality as a group to the national championships.
Yeah, I love it when our student athletes gravitate towards their conference and the conference patch on your uniform, and so people know who you are and they're out there cheering for you. That's great. So I want to turn a little bit more to nationals. Obviously, looking at another championship, Sonia and Hannah, looking at some breakthrough opportunities for you and possible national titles. Just walk me through a little bit, kind of what that morning of before your first event is going to be like. Sonia, I'll start with you on the vault.
Yeah, I mean, the morning of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think I go at noon, so I won't have too much time because I have to get to the track about 2 hours early, to start preparing. And there's a lot of girls. I think we have around 25 jumpers, so it'll be a very long warm up. I'm very excited to get out there and do it again. I love jumping in Indiana, and yeah, it'll be exciting. It'll be busy and stressful, but I'm excited.
And Hannah, what will your first event be at Nationals?
The 4x1. So hoping a good start with the relay. That's all I have that day. So mentally, I'll just be focusing on the girls. I mean, we have a rookie in a second year holding our other legs. So they often get a little stressed. So I'm hoping to give them some guidance, and then fingers crossed that it works out, that Sonia can come run with us. And we'll just put it together. I feel like we've been in the presser situation, so I'm not so worried about getting it around or anything. We just gotta. Yeah, just I'll have to make sure I'm just re relaxed. It's all about having fun.
That's great. And coach, what will your mindset be on day one when you wake up in Indiana and it's go time?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna kill a little bit of my own buzz here when I because part of my notes for our first meeting, or the night before meeting, we'll be talking about how our team is going to measure success. And so generally we look at plus minus. So that is, what was your personal best, or what was your ranking going into the national championship, and then what did you place? And if you were ranked fourth but you placed third, that's a plus one, and that's great. And then the other way we look at things is, were you able to perform to your best on the day? So did you set a personal best or a personal record? And that's another way that we can measure success. So those are two big things. We don't overemphasize the allocation or the accumulation of points, but if we can do well on a plus minus scale and we can hit personal bests on the day that matters, then I think that the cards will fall where they may. And if we win a national championship, that's great. And if we have success on the track and still get beat by a better team, we can look ourselves in the mirror.
That's great. Well, I can't thank you guys enough for joining Cascade Connects this week. It was just a real pleasure for me to watch you guys compete last week, and in particular for Sonia and Hannah, how many times you were up on the podium, and I had an opportunity to visit with you, and just saw the joy that you have while competing. Coach, it's a pleasure having the T-Birds in our league. And we are rooting for a red banner to come back home to the Cascade Conference with you guys.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
Thank you for
you.
having me.
On behalf of Director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast to the Cascade Collegiate Conference. 15 championships and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.